Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
Yeah.
Stand together.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain,
yeah.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Let's say it together, there is power.
There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus,
yeah.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Declare and say,
to break every chain, break every chain, break every...
Now somebody lift your hands in the air right here.
See, there's an
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Pub starting us off here this morning. And of course, we want to welcome each and every one of you out there in internet land, alongside those who have joined us via the telephone. I want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is your Saturday morning entertainment show. And of course, we just want to make sure that we are going to take out July with a bang. That's my birthday month. But without any further ado, let me go ahead and summon my wife, Barbara, to open us up with prayer. And then we'll do some house cleaning to say good morning to some of the regulars who are on here with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to everybody listening out there. To God be the glory. Okay, let's go into prayer this morning. Father God, this morning we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We exalt you, O God, because you are worthy to be praised. Lord, as the psalmist David said, Lord, in you we find strength. May you be praised forever and ever. O God, may you be praised from eternity to eternity. Father, your greatness and your power and your glory and your splendor and your majesty, Father, we give you glory. We thank you, O God, for creating us this day for your pleasure. Father, as we go into this session, O Father, today, I pray that you would be glorified, dear God. Lord, that we would crucify ourselves and let Jesus be praised. Let you be glorified. Lord, we pray for everyone that is listening under the sound of our voices this morning. Dear God, that you would speak to each and every one of us where we have a need. We thank you that you came, dear God, to be there for us, dear God, to give us abundant life. So as we go into your word, we pray that you would just be with us. I pray even for the host, Ivor and Cardinal this morning, dear Father. I pray that you would, Lord, strengthen them and give them the word that you would want for others to hear and listen to, their Father. Lord, I pray for everyone that is listening again. We give you praise and thanks as we go into your word, their Father. So now, therefore, O God, you be glorified. We give you thanks and praise in your glorious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. And we normally have Leon on with us. If he's in a position, he'll come on in. But you know, he got himself pretty much tied up where he's not going to be audible, because he has a prayer list also that, you know, we know when the praise goes up, the blessings come down. And unfortunately, we would have lost two of the folks on the prayer list recently. That's Isilma Cornelius and Walston Otto. Those two persons were on this list for quite a while. And this morning, we're going to pray especially for Mertries too, because she's on her way to the doctor with Mama Babsy, not feeling very, very well this morning. We know she's going through some things there, especially on her own, and the passing of Isilma as well. So, if she gets a chance, she will be audible, but she's on, but not in a position to speak. So, if Lynn is in a position, we can bring him in anytime, but we know he's going to be busy this morning. Also, we have Mr. Dennis, too. He's doing grandparents' duty over there in Southern California, and he too is listening up, but they say he might very well not be broadcast standard in terms of having the grandchildren around. So he becomes a listener this morning, but as usual, if they get a chance, you'll hear their voices. So just in case you're wondering why you're not hearing the voices this morning, that's one of the reasons. And our regular Sister Kathleen, who normally opens up in prayer as well, she's out of town, and again, she could only listen up because she wants to meet broadcast standard. But again, for all the folks who have joined us, we want to say good morning, good morning. We're ending July with a bang. You know, this is the last Saturday in the month. And, you know, my way, we celebrate the whole month when it comes to birthdays. So, still another day to go tomorrow, but we're going to really clean up things here. And for those who would not have heard any birthdays for this month, we want to welcome all new listeners out there in Radio Land. And bring along someone when you're coming. Well, let me go ahead and say good morning to Donna B., my favorite listener, my number one fan. Donna B., good morning. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm fine. Good morning to Barbara. Good morning to Leon and any other persons who are listening, Mercury, Sister Bob B. I'm fine here in New York.
Yeah, in New York. New York, New York. The city that's so big, they just have to name it twice. And how is your weather this morning?
Well, it's 79 degrees at the moment. And it's expected to give us some rain today.
Okay, well, the wind's going to cool down to 79, and it doesn't cool down when it's 99. Well, what a mighty God we serve. It's all in his hands. Of course, he's not going to give us more than we can bear. Well, folks, we're going to be here until high noon, but you know we do this in segments. We are into the inspirational push, and we just want to say good morning. I'll play a song here. I have a call coming in. Let me see if I can take that.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Y'all raise it with me in a motion.
Provide the spirit. my overflow. I wanna run, oh, I wanna run, oh.
Yeah, that's Tasha Cobbs. Fill me up. Too much of anything is no good, but you can fill me up with the word of God anytime because it's so sweet. Oh, it is so sweet, oh God, to trust in you, Almighty God, and to take you at your word and to rest upon your promises. Well, he promised to take care of me, and I'm going to hold him to that promise. Of course, he wants us to hold him to the promise of taking care of us. But of course, that's Tasha Cobbs, and we've been featuring her this morning. Folks, we're just 1 week and a day away from Jamaica's independence. It's going to be 61 years of being independent. And along the way, we'll speak a little about that this morning. On the other side, then we're going to find out what Britain is trying to do to the good old Jamaicans, who an independent country standing on its own and keeping within its culture. But we'll have some more of that a bit later. But we're down almost at the bottom of the hour. We have a word of inspiration. I assure that Baba there is up and ready to inspire us with the word of inspiration. We normally do that at the bottom of the hour. So we'll make way for that at this time. Come on in.
Praise God. Okay, we're going to go through, we're going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 10 to verse 11. It says here, God is working all things together for our good and for his glory. Behold, the Lord shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. I'm really dedicating this morning to those who are suffering, like Mertrice going through there with her mom and Leon and all the other names that you called, Iva. I just want to dedicate this, and whoever is listening on the sound of our voice this morning, that God acts on behalf of those who wait for him. We have a Father that we can trust. He says here, at times, you know, this is verse 11, which says that he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms. We know that he's a good father. He's a shepherd. He guides his sheep. We are his sheep, and he is the shepherd. And we know that we can lean on him. And he will gently lead us to see things that he has in store for us. It says that if we think that we're in a hurry, like waiting for anything, and this causes us like anxiety or even at times to lose our temper. Most frequently, we know that we don't even want to admit it when we are frustrated or when we are, you know, life have the adversities, you know, one thing after the next. But we know that we can lean on a God that is for us. At times, you don't like waiting, you know, waiting for good things. It's just like a fish bite. But we want to wait for God, because he's the one that has created us. He has made us for his glory. He's the one that has a plan for our lives. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plans that I think for you. And you can put your name right there. I know the plans that I think for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And yet the word of God insists that we learn some of life's greatest lessons, you know, while we're waiting on God. It's like waiting in a waiting room, you know. We're waiting probably for a doctor's order. We're waiting for a doctor to give us test results, and we have to wait patiently. And God promises us that he will be there for us, and he plans to use even long pauses in our life for our blessing. While we wait for him, we get to learn who God is. We get to discover his will. Because the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the souls who seek him. God does not allow delays in giving us the desires of our heart to lead us along. But rather, we know that even as we wait, He is working all things together for all good and for his glory. So yet as we eagerly anticipate his provision, we must keep our eyes focused on God. At times it's so hard to wait, especially when we, you know, we are curious about what's going to happen. We don't, it's the unknown that makes us anxious. But the Father said that we must wait patiently upon him so that he can give us the desires of our heart. And then rather we know that even as we wait, that he's working all things out again together for our good. As I mentioned that earlier, that is what our team is about, that God is working all things out together for our good. Also, usually as we wait, we receive supernatural energy and strength. As we stay focused upon God, individually having our one-on-one times with God, we are there hearing him and directing us. He's there correcting us. He's there loving us. He's so patient. And God invites us to claim his promises. And that's in Isaiah 40:29. He gives the power to the weak. So if you are feeling weak and if you are feeling worn this morning, even some of us going through sicknesses, some people who are ever going through sicknesses, even financial delays, or even not even feel love this morning, whatever it is, you know, even a situation that, you know, where is God? God says that we must trust in him and he would increase our strength. He said even the youths, they faint and they're weary, and the young men, they utterly fall. But he said, praise God, he said, those who wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So just as God depends on us to come before him, to deepen our relationship with him through times of waiting, you know, he also increases our energy. We grow in Christ. We grow more like Christ in all of his attributes, like including his love, his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, his goodness, his faithfulness, and his gentleness. And you know what? We also have self-control. That's when we draw all of these attributes from Christ. We have self-control. No one is perfect. We still live in this human body, but we give God for his forgiveness. For his forgiveness is just as he forgives us, we are to forgive one another. So we know for sure that waiting on the Lord is never wasted. It's a never wasted time. So we need to wait for the Lord, and he will save us. See how wonderful it is to see that God rescues us and blesses us with his favor. When we do things always in a hurry, set up, and at times we become defeated. But it's more on the Lord and obey his commands. He ensures it us from foolish and silly acts that we bring upon ourselves. No matter how the situation is, no matter where we are, once we put Christ first, we seek God, he always have a reason for whatever we go through. Times, you know, God, why are you letting this happen? Also, we want to go through and see that he fulfills our faith. For he said, they shall not be ashamed who wait for the Lord. If we look in Isaiah 49:23, it says, we will never be ashamed. For those who wait upon the Lord will never be ashamed. In the end, we'll never feel embarrassed for waiting on God. It's always the smart thing to do. So be patient. Wait is the wisest thing that we can do. And while we wait, we have that one-on-one relationship with Christ. Most importantly, the first acknowledgement is to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, because we know that he went to Calvary's cross and paid our sin debt in full, past, present, and future. He died for the whole world. He died for us because we had a sin debt must be paid. And that decision will determine exactly where we're going to spend eternity. That decision gives us a personal relationship with Christ even while we are here. That decision gives us wisdom. It is the wisest decision any one of us
we'll ever make in our life is the one that's going to carry us through. Because when we go, there's nothing that we can walk with or carry or take with us. It's only our relationship with Jesus Christ. So we praise God for that. Also, we see the fulfillment of our faith. So we see here that we see that God is working on our behalf. We must trust him no matter what. He is the only one who can truly help us, and that he will never, never, ever let us down. When we trust him and obey him, we will see the fulfillment of our hope as we trust in him. And just as Isaiah spoke of God who acts on the ones who wait for him, that's a wonderful promise to wait upon the Lord. And while we actively wait, he's actively working. Even although we can't see it, he might be still, but he's working. He might be silent, but he's working. We have to trust and believe in his own time that we're going to see his plan and his purpose fulfilled in our lives. So think of this every day. We have the greatest mediator working on our behalf. Even when things seem to go wrong, he is making sure that everything works according to his purpose. Although waiting can be one of the most difficult things in a Christian's life, it is not wasted with God. It's not a waste of time. God gives us instructions through periods of actively waiting. He may change our circumstances while we wait. He keeps us in step with himself, and he prepares us for his answers. He uses the time to shape our motives and strengthen our faith. And when we choose to wait, God, he rewards us with blessings, both large and unexpected. So when we see things come in life, you know, even sometimes you want to know why people act like this, why are they behaving like this towards me or whatever. Even that, we seek the Lord for, we forgive them. We still have to love them. We still love them in spite of. Loving someone doesn't mean that you have to be kissing up in their face, but you love them from your heart as God would want you to love them, and you release them. Unforgiveness keeps us in a prison. People have a wrong concept about forgiveness too. When you forgive somebody, you let them go. So today we can say that although waiting can be one of the most difficult things in a Christian life or even in our lives, it is not wasted. It is not wasted. So think on God as something, as planted, you know, a garden. Let's think about this. Think of waiting on God as planting something like a garden. You put a seed under the soil and you water it, okay? And then you wait. So you put that seed in the soil, especially those who have green thumbs. I don't have one, but who have green thumbs, they go and they water it. So you put the seed in the ground, you water it, and then you wait. And then you wait, and you wait. Then after the sun and the rain nourishes the earth, the seeds begin to grow, and one day finally, whoo, you begin to see evidence of what you have planted. Now, suppose you had grown impatient and dug up your seeds because nothing seemed to be happening. You would have ruined your garden. So remember that some fruit can take a long time to mature. And the one who wants to bring it forth in our life knows exactly how we need to wait. Therefore, trust God. Trust God and be patient. Because he is producing the most wonderful and precious fruit that you could ever hope for or that you could ever imagine. So, Father God, we just want to give you thanks and praise for your word this morning. We thank you as you say that you act on behalf of those who wait for you. So each and every one of us have circumstances in our lives. We're going through. We are coming through, or we just going in. Whatever it is, oh God, this morning, dear God, help us, Lord. Help us to patiently wait upon you. Help us to trust you just as we plant that seed in the soil and we water it, and we just need to wait. So give us patience today, oh God, as we wait on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I'm feeling working. Good vibes in the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way.
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. I'll turn up there, the trees are made of gold,
there's a place up there for people like you. Keep doing what you do, 'cause there's a place up there for people like you. Out of many one people we are.
Right back.
Jesus,
been much a long time ago, brothers. Jamaica, leave it. Tell them what I want in
life. Higher and higher.
Bless the Lord.
I'm going higher. Yes, higher someday. I'm going higher. Yes, higher to stay. Over the clouds and beyond the blue sky. Going where none ever seeketh or die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by. I'm going higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher to stay. Over the clouds and beyond the blue sky. Ever seek and or die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by. I'm going higher someday.
Often I've watched the clouds up in the sky. Always I knew they were many miles high. But as they sail out of sight, far away, I said I'm going higher someday.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher to stay. Over the clouds and beyond the blue sky.
And soar through the air. Scarce can the natural eye see them up there. Some seek for fame, which so soon will decay. But I'm going higher someday.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher. Beyond the blue sky, going where none ever seek and or die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by. I'm going higher someday.
Soon will the Savior appear, bless his name.
Very soon.
Then in a moment we all will be changed.
All of us.
Then when he comes for his bride, come away.
When the church then.
We're going higher someday.
All right, huh? We are going higher, non-stop, we're not retire. We are past the clothes, we are check the Messiah, brother. We not go reach without the spiritual ladder. I said we are go climb to the other place where we need to go. So everybody get up, we now want to see a town, yeah, get wet up. Our time for we set up, bride up, be pretty and dress up. Say much to two brothers, them set up. Oh, no, no.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. Beyond the blue sky.
Which part?
Going where
Yeah, man, St. Matthew, Door Brothers, Jamaica, Mavis, love you.
For me, and I just wanna say.
our inspirational portion this morning. And we want to thank Babs for coming through there for us this morning in the absence of Kathleen, Sister Kathleen, and Leon. Some big shoes to fill, and I think she did an awesome job. So we still have more for you on the other side, because David is standing by with sports, and after that we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. I can mention Mr. Audley Watson, that's my Ruby's son. I don't know, we'll be bringing that to you. He's standing by for that as well. And I think I'll summon Sister Barbara to just take us out in prayer, as we know. We normally do. Sister Kathleen normally do that. So let's see if she's still here with us. I sure she's still with us. Okay, Sister Babs, come on in and take us out in prayer from this segment.
Yes. Father, we just want to give you praise and glory for your word today, dear Father. We thank you that we can wait upon you. We can trust you. And as we finish off the day today, Lord, let everything be done to your praise and your glory. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you that we have such a loving Heavenly Father that loves us, dear God, and help us to just continue to keep you focused in our life. Lord, we pray for health and strength for each and every one of us, dear God. We thank you, dear God, that you're the Father that provides eternal life for us. So, Lord, as we just commit everything into your hands today, Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we exalt you because you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. We thank you that in answer to prayer, we have, it may be no, Lord, at times it may be yes, and times, oh God, you might say wait because I love you so much. And whatever it is, oh God, whatever your answer is there, Father, we pray that we will just wait upon you as we read this morning and to be patient just as we planted that seed. We love you, we love you, we love you. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank you for coming through in flying colors this morning. And may the rest of the day be the best of your day. I know some folks come on in for the inspirational portion. Some stay with us throughout the duration. Whatever it is, we are grateful for your presence. But as usual, I ask, never you come alone. Always bring along someone with you. We always assume that someone new is listening. So for those who are with us for the first time, or those who are returning, we want to say a hearty welcome to you. David is standing by with sports. We know the West Indies are up doing battle against the mighty Indians, the little men, you know, but they're mighty, they're big in their boots. So we're going to have sports momentarily. Stand by.
And stand firm for another. Why accept foreign invasion and your own locals to the ground?
Answer me, tell me why. Is it the truth, all a lie?
For instance, the Californian from Antigua and Trinidad. To you, is Calypso the super bad? But when Flamingo this and that and Miko sing a good Calypso, you sit back and think it's so. Oh, how could this be? How could we down with our own into mockery? How could we raise banners about us high while I was laid down in degradation? We gotta retrieve our neglected culture from the old of our shame. We just cannot sit there idle by and let our name be stained. I'm so guilty of neglecting our very own. I'm so guilty
not rejecting our very own.
And that's right.
All right. We have David standing by. A little bit of culture. I'm there coming out of Nevis. They would have started 2 days ago officially. That was the voice of the flamingo. So just a little touch of culture I'm there for you. But we want to welcome little David. Nah, David is much bigger than that. So he's not David. He has grown into this, a big, mighty giant. I don't know what Cardinal has to say. But we want to welcome David Maitland, the man out of the land of wood and water, Jamaica, the land we love. 61 years coming up next Sunday, David. I think we should have a show for the Jamaicans to celebrate the independence. I have to summon you for that. It's on a Sunday, so sometime during the day before the cricket show, the big heavyweights, when they come in at 6 o'clock, maybe we should do something for the Jamaicans. As everyone knows, I am an adopted Jamaican. David, you're on with sports. Good morning, my friend and brother.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning. First of all, I'd like to say good morning to the ladies, as always. I said they're the creator of the world, so I have to say good morning to them. Without them, we would be here. So I'd like to sing their praises. Good morning to Martrice and Lynette. Good morning to Barbara and all the ladies out there in the world. Good morning, good day, good evening, good afternoon, and good night, wherever you are. And to the gentlemen, morning Cardinal, Iva, Leon, Audley, Dennis out there in California in his pajama, and all the men. Wherever they are in the world, I would like to say good morning to each and every one. Good night, good afternoon, and good day. However, as you know, cricket is dominating right now, and I don't think West Indies is going in any direction, neither format of their game. Not the T20, not the 50-over, not the test match. We seem to be reversing like the cow tail going down. He's going down. Doesn't seem to be any recovery. But I would like to, as I said, start with the ladies. You know, as you know, the Women's World Cup is being played over there in New Zealand and Australia. And we have a couple of matches on tap. Some of them are finished. Some of them are still ongoing. So I would start with a game that was played yesterday. We had England and Denmark. England won, Denmark zip. China won 80 zip. And we also could give you some scores on Thursday. Portugal 2, Vietnam 0. Australia got upset again. They were beaten 3-2 by Nigeria. And the Nigerian, both the team over there and the fans in Nigeria was having a grand time. So the two host country got beaten already. Either New Zealand also had lost earlier, and Argentina and South Africa played to a 2-2 draw. Now today's game so far, Sweden had defeated Italy 5-0, France defeated Brazil 2-1, and Jamaica and Panama. 82 minutes gone in the game. Jamaica is leading 1-0. So on top of tomorrow, at 12:30 South Korea versus Morocco. That's 12:30 a.m. And at 3 a.m. Norway will take on the Philippines. And at 3 a.m. also, you have Switzerland versus New Zealand. And at 5:30, Germany versus Colombia. And Monday, the 31st, you have Japan and Spain at 3 a.m. Also at 3 a.m. is Costa Rica and Zambia. And at 6 a.m., you have the Republic of Ireland versus Nigeria. And at 6 a.m. also is Canada versus Australia. So those are just some of the games there. As far as the point standing goes, in Group A, Switzerland is leading 4 points, followed by New Zealand on 3 and Philippines on 3. In Group B, it is Nigeria and Canada out front. Nigeria 4 points. Canada on 4 and Australia on 3. Now in Group C, you have Spain and Japan is leading that group. Both of them are on 6 points. In Group D, you have England is way out front. They're on 6 points, followed by China and Denmark on 3 points. In Group E, the U.S. and Netherlands are out front. They are on 4 points each, followed by Portugal on 3. Group F, you have France and Jamaica at present. I guess they may be using the present format, Jamaica leading 1-0. They and France are out front, followed by Brazil on 3 points. So Jamaica and France are on 4 points, Brazil on 3. Group G, Sweden is way out there with 6 points, followed by Italy with 3-1 each, so South Africa and Argentina. The final group is, which is Group H, you have Germany and Colombia. They are leading that group with 3 points each. They only play one round of matches. All other groups, there are 2 rounds that are played in there. So that's the point standing there. I guess there's still 5 minutes to go plus extra time in the Jamaica game. They're still up 1-0. So I know the Women's World Cup is what? Being out front, right? Now, I will turn to the MLC, Ivor, and there are some games that have been played here in the U.S., the MLC first year of the Major League Cricket being played in the U.S. And it's playing in Texas, in a makeshift ground that was converted, and in North Carolina, in another ground that does not even suit for cricket. But we're playing there when there's an ICC sanctioned ground here in Florida, and no game is being played there. So I guess it's the politics and the management of in those areas, the parks, because in North Carolina, they're playing in a park. So I guess it's just the management. So last night was the eliminator game in play to see who would play the Orcas in the final, and they had Texas Super King versus Mumbai Indian. Texas Super King, 158 all out. Scorecard reads 38 to Devon Conway, 37 to Milan Kumar, and the 17 to David Miller, and 14 to Cody Chetty. The extras was next to Kumar and Conway. There were 24 extras, 16 wides, one no ball, and 7 leg byes. That's a whole lot of extras there. Now, Trent Boult was the pick of the bowler. He got 4 for 24 from 4 overs. There were 2 wickets to Tim David, who incidentally had to bowl the last over there. And he had came in for some clubbering, but he ended up getting Mr. Miller in that 2 that he got. They got 2 for 14 from 1 over. When Mumbai and then New York batted, they got 162 for 4 with 36 going to Jagadeer and 41 to Dewal Brevis, the South African youngster there. He's just 20 years old, just came out of the World Cup that was just played in the Caribbean, and he seemed to be making a name for himself. Even though he started out slow, he got 41 from 33, 1-4 and 260. As I said, 36 to Jazanier and 33 to Tim David, and he was looking immense before he got out because he had just struck 2 sixes in that over and got out. Nicholas Puran got 23, 19 not out to David Wise, so 164 for 4. There was a wicket apiece to Daniel Sams, Rusty Turan, Calvin Savage, and Mohamed Mushin. And incidentally, you know, Stephen Taylor is on the winning team going into the final on Sunday. He bowled a couple of overs. He did not get any wicket. He had bowled 4 overs for 28 runs, which was not bad. He's on that winning team going into the final. So the final on Sunday will be Mumbai, New York versus the Seattle Orcas. So, you know, that is going to be, I noticed some of the local TV stations carry the games every now and then. Let's hope for the final we'll have coverage on that set. I was watching last night on Willow, but you used to see TNT Sports and CBS Sports was carrying the game at times. I don't know what the breakdown, whatever. But that's what's happening in the MLC. Now you have the Toronto Global T20. That is being played also. Over there in Canada. So yesterday, they had 2 games played yesterday. Brampton Wolves versus Vancouver Knights. And Brampton Wolves got 129 for 9 in the allotted 20. Actually, they're lucky 20. 129 for 9 with 23 to Chris Green, 20 to Hussein Talat, 10 to Usman Khan, 16 to Tim Southey, 15 apiece to Logan Van Beek and Shadib Almazdadi, with Express coming in next with 11, 129 for 9 in their 20s. Gentile Ruben, trumpet man, got 4 for 25 from 4 overs, including a maiden. There's 2 for 25 to Janid Shafiq, Janik Shadiki got 2 for 25 from 4. When Vancouver Knights batted, they got 131 for 1 with 50 not out to Mohamed Rizwan and 50 not out, and 52 not out to Mohamed Rizwan and 50 to Kobe Bosch. 21 to Fazar Zaman. 131. 1 wicket, the lone wicket fell to Logan Van Beek. He got the 1 for 18 from 3 overs. So that's the Canadian Global T20, as it's called. I see Carlos Brathwaite. I think the Spiceman, I'm not sure if he's over there playing in that, but I know Carlos Brathwaite is, and a number of other players that are playing. Now, today's game, first game starts at 11, Toronto National versus Montreal Tigers, and at 3:30, you have, Jaguars versus Vancouver Knights. So that's the, the Canadian Global T20 there. Now we turn to the England versus Australia in the Ashes there. England presently batting second to 40 for 4. So I'll give you the entire scorecard. I will. England batted first and they got 283. With 85 to Aaron Brooke. And incidentally, as I said, it's like a T20 game when England is playing. The Aaron Brooke 85 came off a 91 ball with 11 4 and 2 sixes. Next, Espata was Ben Duckett, 41 from 41, 36 to Chris Wokes. And his 36 came from 36 ball. 34 to Moen Ali. To Mark Wood. For those, and 22 to Zach Crawley. Now bowling for Australia, Mitchell Starks, he got 4 for 82 from 14.4, but this includes a maiden. There's 2 wickets apiece to Todd Murphy and Josh Hazlewood. Murphy got 2 for 22 and Hazlewood 2 for 54. In Australia batted, they made 295 thanks to Steve Smith hitting 71. 47 to Usman Khawaja. 36 to Pat Cummins and 34 to Todd Murphy. And he was, you know, letting the England bowlers pay. Because his 34 came from 39 ball with 2 fours and 3 sixes. So those were the main. 24 went to David Warner. So bowling for England, the pick of the bowler was Chris Wokes. He got 3 for 61. There's 2 wickets apiece to Root, Wood, and Stuart Broad. So Joe Root got 2 for 20. Stuart Broad got 2 for 49. And Mark would get 2 for 62. When England is in there batting second right now. They're 243 for 4 with Joe Root 59 not out. Zach Crawley got 73 from 60 I'm 73 from 76 ball with 9 fours. Ben Duckett and Ben Stroh each get 42 apiece, and batting with Root right now is Johnny Bairstow. He's on 240, 3 for 4. The wickets to Michelle Stark, Josh Hazlewood, Pat Cummins, and Ted Murphy. They are the wicket takers so far. So this match here is shaping up to be another humdinger of a game. We're just into day 3, session 2. So knowing England, they're going to be looking to press ahead, put on a big total there. Now, turn to the West Indies. We lost the first one there miserably to India. And I don't know where we go from here either. I'm trying to think where we go from here. But it doesn't look very good for us. It looks very, very dismal. In our first game, we only could make 114 in our first game. For a 50-over game, we choose to play. I don't know what we're playing. KO, top four in that, 114-43 with 22 going to Athanase. So 114 and 23 over the fallout. Kuldeep Yadav getting 4 for 6 from 3 overs, and that including 2 maids. And Rajesh Jadeja getting 3 for 37, 6 overs. So as I said, we're all out in 23 overs. India made light work of that with Rohit Ishan Kishan getting 52. He was the main scorer there for that. There was 2 wickets to Pratish Moti. He got 2 for 26. A wicket apiece to Jaden Steele and Yannick Carrier. So we presently the second one there. And India is 62 without loss. After West Indies won the toss and chose to field there. So Ishan Kishan is 35 from 41 and Shubman Gill is 22 from 38. They are 62 without loss in 13.1 overs. So Ivor, let's see where we go from here. I don't see us going any further, going up. I really don't know and see how some of these guys batted in that first match. I'm lost. I'm lost because I don't know how these guys, how they batted. I see Mears got out the way he got out there. Guess they made some changes to the team that played the last match. I see Casey Carty. I guess he's the only changes. I think it's a good change because I don't see Rahman doing anything, and I know I hear Mr. Russell is saying he's willing to give up going all over the world to play T20s, to play in the next World Cup 2024. I don't see why we should be still, man. They even to think about him playing, much more to pick him to play, because when they were in their A days, they didn't seem interested in playing for the West Indies. Well, I know they're washed up. Can hardly run. They don't want to give up playing all over the world to play for West Indies. Driver, I'm going to leave it there on sports. I know the big wigs are going to take up that on Sunday in reference to what Mr. Russell is saying. I don't really support him or any of his buddy coming back to play because they did not give the West Indies the time of day in their 8 days. So I'll just leave it there.
Okay.
Come in and greet many fans. And until we talk again next week, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, well, David, Paula, thank you for that. And just before you go, we still have to rally around the big
jump up, people, are you ready? Windies in the land, just put up your hand, it's time to party. Fling up your hand, them jump to your feet. The party make the vibe complete. Caribbean, so we dance in the trees. Pakistan, wave your hand. Make me see you every woman and man. Jump up, jump up, jump up. Everybody make me see you, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
We are party from the daylight.
Wake up.
David, I'm not even sure if anybody wants anything to you, know, because I don't know if I dream my dreams or if he told me something, but I'm on the TV coming and something, but anyway.
Me?
I don't
really?
Yeah. I didn't want to say nothing, you know, but...
Just before
anyway,
I just would like to... There are two things I forgot to mention out is that India, we're playing the West Indies here in Fort Lauderdale. Central Broad Regional Park, and the 13th and the 14th, I think, or the 12th and the 13th, if my memory serves me correct. And then the World Cup will start, the 2024 World Cup will start, and I think they had, June or July, let me see if I find, I think June or July, the third team, the third,
mm-hmm.
Got to make mention of that, Ivor, when I started sports. I know the World Cup will start on that day in the U.S. Well, not in the U.S., between the U.S. and the Caribbean, yeah. June 4th to the 30th. So the grounds that they're considering is Florida, Marksville, Dallas and New York. None of these grounds are ICC certified, but also would like to say good morning to Margaret Jones. I know Cardinal is going to come in and hail her up, but I'd just like to say good morning, Margaret. You know, we haven't seen each other and speak to each other in a while. So I'm here.
Oh,
I got
you're thinking about independence, or you're thinking about how the USA is trying to manhandle an independent country. But they have to say, because we're going to have a little talk about that too a little later on. And, but let me see if anybody want to say hello to your buddy, because I want to believe it was a bad dream and a nightmare that he ain't want to tell them to you. But no, he
really?
Would change something.
Wow.
I got him out. No, I wouldn't think. I don't understand these co-host people. They say one thing behind your back, and in front of your face, the chicken out. Pop, 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 chicken.
You know, as I said, that, you know, Cardinal, I know Cardinal is my friend, and Cardinal is not going to say bad things behind my back, so I'm not.
No, I didn't consider it to be bad, you know. It's only something good when he was saying it. He's so convincing. The man make me believe that you were no good.
Really? Wow.
I said, boy, I can't believe you're saying all this thing about David, boy. Not the David.
Wow.
David is a brother from another mother. But in front of him, he's just like Moses and Lynette them. They tell me all kind of thing about him. And when they come in front of him, they say nothing. The same thing.
Wow.
Know, Moses, Lynette, there's someone. I said, David, behind your back. She says, one David I got and one who I am married to. I only say these things there to make David feel good. When they come out in front of you, it's a whole different ball game. A good laugh.
Well, I said, I'm not even going to fall for those arguments there. But I guess in there,
you're not even fooling you. April 1st, uh-huh. That's the only time I ever tried to fool you on April 1st, because that's April Fool's. Anything after that, you can almost say it's the gospel.
Wow.
Okay then. Okay. You seem to know innocent of me, right? You're in the third couple. I'm telling you. The man been on here for the longest. Okay, have you heard his voice? I'm sure you're going to believe me now. But anyway. Expect him to come and say something. But anyway, 721, let me say hello to my favorite 721, Irma. She's over there in St. Martin. I want to say good morning to her. I think they're doing our boy, Cathy, some injustice there, Irma. We got to do something about that. So David, I don't know if you're going to hear him hail up anybody this morning, because it looks like Cathy.
Yeah, I got a house full right now, Irma. My grandkids are here. Two of my grandkids are here. My daughter is here. My nephew is here. So I'm house full, hall full. Everywhere is full right now.
Wow, you're in competition with Dennis.
Huh?
Dennis have hands and feet and mouth full. He's looking after his grandchildren over there in Southern California. So for the first time, he's early because he has to be with the kids, with the grandkids.
I'm full right now.
Hi, David. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Cardinal.
Good morning. You know, I know you know the drill, so I don't even have to say anything. But anyway, I just have to say, you know, I hope they heard your voice when you say, well, you know, we don't want them when the world is done with them and they come pretending that they are done with the world. I hope that resounded, you know, very strongly with those who are looking at things, because we've seen them make those blunders before. Anyway, let's just wait and see.
Okay.
Because they might shock you. They might be like Ivor. They might shock you.
Why? Hold on. Russell just sent this song here. What's the set of requests before you come down?
Guess I ever wasted my time trying to deal with my thicker than the back of my mind. My word, just to leave it for me, yeah. I guess I'm not the only one who likes to see it. My God, leaving it to crazy.
You heard what he said? We all did this thing together. We're talking to you guys. All right, I done talk. But anyway, I'm going to be tomorrow to talk about this thing that everybody's in this thing together. So you want to, and I can sit here and talk all you want about Mr. Andre Russell, Superman.
Because now some people are dropping words, you know. That's all they're doing, dropping words. But we know what's going on.
just pull out your hearing aid, man, and let them words fall on your ear.
You're going to Trinidad now. Where are you going back to Trinidad?
Of course.
David, enjoy your babysitting. Thanks for coming too. And of course, sports will be on tomorrow from 6 until 9 in the p.m. every Sunday, all 52 weeks of the year. The heavyweights are in, and sometimes twice on a Sunday, depending on what's happening. So be sure to tune in tomorrow to get the sports in full. This morning you had it in brief. Thanks again to David for coming too, as usual, in flying colors. Colonel, you have to hail your many fans. And then we'll do birthdays,
yes,
anniversary.
I have to. But before I do that, I am learning of you know, this may have been brought about in sports. A young lady playing football just grabbed her chest. I mean, and, you know, grabbed her chest and fell down, and they found that she was in cardiac arrest. And I think LeBron James' son suffered some kind of cardiac arrest earlier this week. You know, I mean,
COVID,
just a few.
It's coming back out stronger than ever, you know. This COVID now, again, they're predicting for the summer here, it's going to be out in full force. So I'm going to ask people to be careful and whatever they have to do, just do it and pray. But these people feel like too many of us is on this earth. Let them do everything in their powers to eliminate some of us. I don't believe in that.
Okay. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and particularly those special fans who keep us in line and let us know from time to time how well we're doing or how well we're not doing. And so that, we go up to New York and say good morning to Mortress. I announced earlier that she is on her way to the doctor with Lady Bugsy Nesbitt. Let's hope that things go well for them and some kind of relief could be experienced from their visit with the medical professionals. So good morning, Mortress, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bugsy Nesbitt. Good morning to you. Us here at the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin. I heard you announced earlier there was a big 7-1 coming in, but I really did not see it. Good morning to you over there in St. Martin, particularly to Emma Thompson and my good man Carlos. Good morning to you. I didn't see that 7-1 coming in, so I got to say this time, 7-1 of everything else. Good morning to you. And, you know, even though St. Martin is not part of the big celebration that we hear about, that's the big, you know, essence of the Caribbean Summer Festival, they're having their party over there too. So you might stop by and join them. If Irma would come and tell us where the party is at. Good morning to you. Good morning to the people in St. Kitts, and particularly to Lynette. Lynette brought us the good news last week. We have one of our fellow listeners here, Mr. Wren, having a wedding in St. Kitts. Lynette was kind enough to bring us that good news. So we say congratulations to Wren as we get over there to Nevis. Good morning, Wren Fadoo, and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen, Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. And let me move on to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle over there in the UK. And when Michelle wanted to take a pass to the Caribbean and this time, she loves her calypso. So right now, you know, like we say, the Caribbean is atmosphere of the greatest summer festival on earth. You know, you can go anywhere from Vincimas that starts in June, and I think maybe that continues for about 3 months. And then Cracover in Barbados, St. John's has its carnival this summer. I think that's earlier in July. And then you can head on out to Nevis, to Culturama, and Carnival in Antigua, Anguilla, and the Bivouac. The greatest summer festival on earth. It's going on right now. So, Michelle, if you want to come on out and enjoy some of that, you get a lot of calypso. That is the thing. Good morning to you. I'm going to step across the channel and I'm going to say good morning to people in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, Marva Jones. My favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you from us here at the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Let me say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. You know when we like to think about Elimat, when we hear all this music and carnival and festival going on. So we think of your brother and hoping that you are pulling through all of this. Hope there's something happening to make you get up there and decide you want to do it again. I'm going to go on down to the southwest and I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutler Richard. He comes to you that way by way of Sunday. Good morning, Cutler. And, you know, we are with you waiting for your call, hoping that you're having a great time there listening to us. I'm going to go on up to Georgia where I'm going to say good morning to Barbara, Yvette, and Monique. And Yvette celebrated a birthday earlier this week on Monday, the 24th, along with Barbara. There was a lot of celebration on that day. Good morning, Yvette. Good morning, Monique. Good morning, Barbara. Hope you're having a great time here with us. I'm going to come back to Melbourne, Florida. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne, hanging out over there. And hoping that she's having a great time. And then finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen, the Inspirational Hours greatest fan. Good morning to you, and I'm hoping that you're enjoying the rest of the show as well. That said, let me say good morning to my classmates, particularly to Earl Sargent over there in Nevis, to Cecilia Wallace up there in New York, to my good man Ellie over there in St. Thomas. You know, we get to listen, speak a little word one day after another. And all my other classmates of the class, CSS class of 1972. Come on in here. Stick with us. Have an enjoyable day with us because the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show has got a great show for you. As Iva has planned that. Back to you, Iva.
Yes, Arnold, well, I'm in South Florida here. I have to go look for my boy, Malik. Maybe I had a later today or tomorrow before I head back to Atlanta. So, okay. Like I said, Barbara is holding on the 4th and the 5th and the 6th over there in Atlanta. And I'm just tying up some loose ends here in South Florida. But you said it right. Culturama has officially been launched, 49th year of Culturama. And, Colonel, did you know that, you say your favorite celebrity and Tiffany, you know that she, Antonia and Malik, they have their roots planted in Nevis. You know that, right?
Of course. Their father is my cousin.
Okay. So that makes you their cousin? Boy, how you like to buy cousins, boy. David,
yeah, their father is my cousin. Their great-grandfather and my grandfather are brothers.
Okay, that I know.
So I can hear the details on that one.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
let me see if I can cut up a little program or something here before we get into birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah.
Listen, I think he's there doing something in his honor, or he's the something with the calypso, or he's the something with the cultural man. But we have 7-1 live and live, the Cardinal, just for your view. 7-1 How are you doing? How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Well, as you say, 7-1 is in the house.
There we go. There we go. 7-1 all day long, all month long. 7-1 They also said 10-1 is better, but we brought out 6-1
Even though I wasn't there for last week, the month is still on. We still have another day or two.
Oh,
so
yeah, you know you're
still in time. I'm still in time.
Right, but on time. Right.
Iva.
Yes, sir. Yes?
I want you to help me this, a friend. I am not calling the name.
Okay.
I am not calling the name. I want you to call the name.
And then you will say, okay.
Exactly.
But I remember something where you said that, you know. I remember Pope. I remember Pope and David and Cardinal.
Exactly. Well, you know, that name had a good laugh of me not being there last week. Eh? That good friend had a good laugh.
Yeah, I heard him last week. Yeah.
He had a good laugh.
And
I thought that was my friend, that he would have called me ahead of time and remind me, you know, because we normally talk. But he chose to let it pass. Then
he will
call
collect,
me.
And then came and said,
yes.
7-1 I tell him about him.
Hey,
yes.
Well, this time, everybody said I don't listen to you, but this time. I have to listen to you because it's evidence right there.
Okay.
Because
okay.
We normally talk.
Okay, then.
So he chose not to call me.
Willfully, and then come on, I ain't seen 7-1 7-1
You hear him this morning, too? I'm listening to 7-1 7-1 haven't reached in yet.
Exactly. I see that. Then behind your back, you tell me, a good.
Yes, I believe you.
People thought I said enough. To, only David them, I don't know. David and Linus and Murphy, them, that's the thing. But I'm glad that you see, boy. Yep.
Yes,
so, how you doing?
I tell you. But you realize right now he's not even coming in to defend himself.
He got nothing to say. What he's saying, I'm not a lie. But some say you're gonna come in to tell a lie. Or anyway, you're gonna come in to map up something and say you're gonna say he didn't even say 7-1 7-1
Well, I hear him for myself.
I remember when he was Cardinal.
Exactly.
Yeah, so he think he's going to get back, but he not take last lick. He said, me not take last lick. I'm okay.
No.
I ain't going to talk at all about no 7-1, no button, no nothing. And then all this money.
Exactly. I tell you, he give me back, he give it right back to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to just say advance birthday greeting for my son. He's making birthday on the 2nd of August, God willing. And I just want to shout him out.
Why you kept him for 2 extra days and you missed out July? Why you did that?
No, I wanted him to born on my birthday. Remember on the 8th. that somebody might forget again.
Yeah. Somebody.
This is awesome. I was trying to hold him for him to bond on my birthday, but he came 6 days early.
Yeah, early for you, it's for me. It was supposed to be July.
That boy, don't trust me. That boy didn't want to in July. He could have born in July, but he didn't want to say nothing. You see people out in June trying to avoid coming into July. You say, now, see, he's done. I'm over to August. See, they come on the 2nd of August.
Boy, that was picture of him, you know. I was there when I took the picture, man. The man came out all wrinkly, man, because he was overdue. He kept being too long. He was supposed to come in July.
Anyway, Ivor, thanks again for everything, and thanks for the laugh. It's always a pleasure me sitting here, even though sometimes I really don't have things to do on a Saturday. You know how it is. But as long as I have the time, I do listen to the program and do enjoy it. It doesn't matter whether you call the name or the next person is hosting the program, I always try to listen and give my input if I have to. I'll still be one of the favorite fans.
I got you.
71 hold a big audience on this channel here. That I didn't think I would have to do anything to resurrect it. But you notice that nobody comes in and says thanks to Cardinal for resurrecting 71. You see, that's why you get to be a good person.
We're not saying you didn't do good deeds, you know. We're just saying that you didn't do it when you have to do it.
No, we're talking.
Seven to one needs no recognition. 7-1 is mentioned so heavily on this channel here. It needs no introduction. But I took the time out to introduce it when I didn't see it.
Anyway, guys, thanks again. I'm going to
just before he finished the birthdays, I thought high and I thought low. I thought across, like Mother used to say, when you're sweeping, you must look up, look down, look across. I just can't find no song but this one. But this coming up.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the only month I can find a song with the month of July, 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 July. And let it come in and say about you lie, you lie, you lie.
Celebration all night long.
Yes, indeed. Happy birthday, celebration. All month long. Happy birthday, happy birthday. By the time you get 7/24. When you can do something 24/7 is the only month in the year you can do something 24/7. The 24th of July. And when you talk about 7/1, and oh, by the way, I hope that Omel did enjoy her song from Flamingo. She always, we have to play Calypso for her. I was summoned to do that. I was ordered to do that. Salman said, don't you dare miss out Omel over there in the UK. She always wants a Calypso. So we have Flamingo for her. It's birthday time. Come on in, Cardinal. It's the last of the month on this show. So make it good. Make it good.
Everyone. Yeah, it's July 29th. And this is the last day we're going to celebrate with the people of July. They've been, you know, bugging for the celebration. But we'll do that whether or not they bug us or not. So it's the 210th day of 2023. Here are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes with the compliments of Audley Watson. On today, it's the birthday of former West Indian batsman Tommy Smith out of Barbados, of Alfred Scott out of Jamaica, Eno Sylvester Nibbs out of Jamaica, and out of Pakistan, Raja Azim Hafiz out of Sri Lanka. Out of Sri Lanka, Kumara De Silva and Wanindu Hasaranga. Out of New Zealand, Terry Jarvis, Emily Travers. Out of England, Matthew Milnes, George Edwards. Out of South Africa, Helen Davies, William Patrick Anderson, an umpire. Out of Ireland, Georgina Dempsey. Out of Scotland, Mark Watt. Out of Zimbabwe, John Rennie. Out of Singapore, Selador Vijay Kumar. Out of Uganda, Joyce Apio. Today is also the birthday of Walter Hunt, an American inventor of the sewing machine. Oh, I thought that was somebody else. Today is the birthday of Benito Mussolini, the fascist emperor of Italy. He's the one who orchestrated that offensive against Ethiopia, stealing all its resources and destroying its culture. The birthday of Robert Fuller, an American actor. Charles Schwab, an industrialist or economist, Charles Schwab Corporation. Peter Jennings, remember him from ABC News, a former news anchor. Fumio Kishida, the Prime Minister of Japan, is 66. Martina McBride, an American country singer and songwriter. Fernando Alonso, a Spanish auto racer. Ross Kelly, an actor. Singer Wanya Morris from the Boys to Men group, he's 50. Scott Steiner, professional wrestler, who's 61. In 1566, Great Britain executes Agnes Waterhouse, the first British woman convicted of witchcraft in Chelmsford, England. Oh, I thought they did it before that. Anyway. In 1609, Samuel de Champlain shoots and kills two Iroquois chiefs at Ticonderoga, New York, and setting the stage for French-Iroquois conflict for the next 150 years. That's a good part of this story. Let me read it again. Samuel de Champlain, a French somebody of some kind, shoots and kills two Iroquois chiefs at Ticonderoga, New York, setting the stage for French Iroquois conflicts for the next 150 years. 1751, the first international world title prize fight. Boxing. Jack Sack of England beats challenger Petit of France in 29 minutes in England. In 1833, William Wilberforce, a British politician, philanthropist, and leader of the movement to abolish the slave trade, dies at the age of 73. In 1847, Cumberland School of Law was founded in Lebanon, Tennessee, USA. At the end of 1847, only 15 law schools existed in the United States. In 1884, the Society of Independent Artists was founded in Paris by Albert Dubois Pillet, Odilon Redon, and Georges Seurat, and Paul Signac. In 1890, Vincent van Gogh, a Dutch artist painter, dies 2 days after shooting himself. In 1905, United States Secretary of War William Howard Taft makes secret agreement with Japanese PM Katsura, agreeing to Japanese free reign in Korea in return for non-interference with the U.S. intervention into the Philippines. Wow. See all them deals that are going on in the back room? So Robert, in 1907, Robert Baden Powell forms the Boy Scouts in England. In 1921, Adolf Hitler becomes the leader of the National Socialist Workers' Party. In 1928, test footage first created for Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie with Mickey Mouse. In 1933, a police shootout with Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow in Iowa leaves one member, Clyde's brother, Buck Barrow, dead, and one captured. Bonnie and Clyde themselves escaped. In 1938, Olympic National Park is established in Washington State, the longest undeveloped coastline in America. In 1948, King George VI opens the 14th Summer Olympic Games at Wembley Stadium in London. In 1957, Floyd Patterson, a technical knockout over Tommy Jackson in the 10th round, won a heavyweight boxing title fight. In 1957, Jack Paar's The Tonight Show premieres on NBC. In 1966 in Nigeria, counter coup, the head of state, Attorney General Irons, is assassinated by a group of northern Nigerian officers and soldiers. In 1970, 6 days of race riot in Hartford, Connecticut. In 1981, anti-apartheid protesters against the Springboks rugby tour are confronted by police who use batons to stop them marching to South Africa's consul in New Zealand. In 1981, HRA's Royal Highness Charles, the Prince of Wales, wed Lady Diana Spencer at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. In 1988, Mikhail Gorbachev pushes plan to elect a Soviet president and parliament in March of 1989. In 1990, the Federation Cup of Women's Tennis, Norcross, Georgia, the U.S. retained the title with a 2-1 victory over the Soviet Union. Gigi Fernandez and Zina Garrison Jackson clinched the final match 6-4, 6-3. That's the Fed Cup. British actor David Niven dies of Lou Gehrig's disease at the age of 73. In 2001, the ATP Tour de France, no winner, Lance Armstrong, is disqualified. In 2007, British senior open men's golf in Muirfield, Tom Watson wins the third senior title by one shot from Mark Omer's and Stuart Finn, whatever that means. I don't know the golf score, so if I didn't read that correctly, forgive me. In 2015, parts of missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 was found on the island of Reunion in the Indian Ocean. In 2016, Hillary Clinton accepted the Democratic nomination for the U.S. president at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, the first woman by a major U.S. party. In 2019, the record for the longest run at the top of the U.S. singles chart was made by country rap single Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, number one for 17 weeks. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. July 29th, we say goodbye to July and then to August. Those were with the compliments of Mr. R.D. Watson. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, indeed. Well, birthdays, birthdays. Man, I know.
One more thing. My sister Yvonne is listening, and she reminds me that today is Robin's birthday.
Exactly. Oh. But while you get, you have the hope, because Yvonne reminds me.
Yes.
You have the hope.
Oh,
even with
today is birthday of my little nephew,
tell even
Rovan Brown. Happy birthday, Rovan. I'm gonna tell
yep.
you how old he is. I'm gonna tell you he's 39 years young. You remember the little rugrat that we see the other day, Ima? That's the Rovan I'm talking about. Can you believe it? I don't like to see them because then they remind me how old I am. Happy birthday, Rob. Hope that you're having a great time with that little family of yours. Good. Thanks, Yvonne, for the reminder. Back to you.
Hey, Dr. Roger Brown here. I sent and wished the Esquire Ravon Brown happy birthday wishes this morning. So I hope he has a beautiful day, wonderful life, and he's maintaining a spot with the renowned Ivor and my grandmother, Barbara, of course. Even Bob, say a bunch of them. What sign is that, by the way? I lost track. Cancer and Leo. Okay, so.
Ivor says a minus sign because he's all in it.
He's minus?
Yeah, that's why he told me.
Okay. Anyway, my regards to all the listeners too. So I'm checking out. Later.
Send it back to me.
We got some things here for July. Anniversaries in July, birthday anniversaries, Casey Lassie, birthday, so Garfield Sober's birthday. Look, boy, I'm telling you, man, man, can we hold anything else in July? Just that Irma just missed out a little bit there. She tried to post for her birthday on the 8th again, Cardinal.
Another
reminder.
I think July would have done really well, even with its low numbers.
The low numbers?
If it wasn't for you.
Man, I'm wondering if it's any more.
Even with the low numbers.
I think what would have happened
I think
in
July would have done well.
About the day. Could you imagine that? Even your first dance on in July, even you're a good woman, you make sure you didn't go over to August either. Said, I got to come in July. Come on, man. You want me to play it again? July? You want a stanza? But, Colonel, we don't have much time. I need for us to tackle.
July, in spite of his low numbers, we have been good. If it wasn't for you and Mussolini.
You said low numbers? But, Colonel, I don't want to go back in your purple land. You got some God. Murchis have a sister born in July. Bobsy, make sure that she's fitting in July. He say, I'm a born sister Murchis in July. I mean, come on, man. I mean, July is not a square nose. It's a whole neck. Harsh neck.
Ivor, take heart, man.
Yeah.
Take heart. Remember, the devil born in heaven. So, no, man. Don't have a problem
what?
Because you are Mussolini born in July.
Even West Indies playing cricket in July. West Indies ain't going to play cricket in October.
I said, okay.
You know? We got better
things to do than to host West Indies. We got better things to do than to host West Indies in October.
But
come on, it's
you, you don't realize that October almost missed out of the calendar yet? When July is the first, the July is the first of the second half of the year. You don't realize that? We had the first 6 months, and then we begin the second half, July beginning. July, the first. It's going to only be one first. The first of the second half. October,
you're September, July, October got too many beautiful people to celebrate to worry about other things.
I don't have to talk with Donna. Donna, don't concede. Donna, come in on this one, no? Donna, concede. He said, boy, yeah, boy, July, really lucky, got it, boy. Last week, she said, no, boy, October got it. And then this week, no, Donna said, boy, rough and butty again. And then she said, my maternal grandmother, boy, I'm not happy with you. Donna, me? Happy birthday to all of us.
I'm
wait
right
until
here,
tomorrow.
Well,
Robert, is this? Reverend is listening up for his birthday wishes, so I know you're the birthday guru.
Yes,
come
on.
It's
not only Reverend. I have two nephews celebrating today.
Wait, let me mute Cardinal Sunstone here. Let me mute Cardinal. I don't want him to get vexed. I don't want him to go bald. You two more nephews. We have nephews today.
So I have Reverend celebrating today, and I also have the General Dark Brown celebrating today. Over there in New York. Four nephews celebrating today, but it doesn't matter how many you add to July, you still can't match October. I'm telling you
that. I'm going to call this instinct, man. I know you're born in October too. October 7th. Like I said, I had a talk with mother already, man. I don't know how she in October. But anyway, she apologized already for you not coming in July.
So those are my two birthdays for today. And you know, Perry went 2 days ago, the 27th.
Yes.
And also my brother, Jeff. He was on the 26th.
Yeah, old Sydney Brown, of course. I sent him happy birthday as well. So I tell you, I wonder if any more womb left, but Cardinal just can't get it in his head. I don't know. But I'm to Irma. The guy is willful. He knows, you know. He knows. But like I said, but Cardinal, Cardinal, I know you have a commentary, but I hope that the commentary can be concerning the independence of Jamaica, who is holding on to its independence and culture. And next week, Sunday, is their independence. And I hope that they will. Let me give a little preview this one. This is 12. On the 50th anniversary, this was the big song.
Now this tune is going to be the tune to play in 2012 from the Fab Five Pro. It's called Home Home, Run It Sydney. Yeah, people, Jamaica is now 50 years young, so we want all the Jamaican family to come home and shine in on this celebration. Are you ready? Hear this. 50 years ago, we became an independent little nation, learning as we go. We handle with problems and with moderation. We little but we tell a war with a big, big fight on the world stage. And me at about Jamaica, we big and we brought them on the front page. Whoa, Irish people,
Jamaican,
wonderful people,
Jamaican,
beautiful country,
Jamaican,
paradise on earth.
Jamaica.
Yo, Jamaica nice, Jamaica sweet, Jamaica happy, very best food you can eat. Best rum, finest cafe, and the sweetest jerky. Some pretty girls and sexy woman, and party galore throughout the nation. Smiling children out having fun, yo. In a Jamaica, the fun can't done. So, what you waiting for, me brethren? What you waiting for, me sister? Pack your bag and make your move. Jamaica is calling you, and you, and you.
Wanna sing?
One heart. Come home to Jamaica and celebrate 50 years of independence.
Come home.
One hand.
Come home.
One love. Come home to Jamaica and celebrate 50 years of independence. Lady sing.
I believe it. Like to thank my friend Jonathan Canada and our crew from the Homecoming Committee for this one for 2012, for 50th year of independence. And we like to launch your great song, OJ. Jamaican.
So bring the family to
Jones River Falls, Negrilla, Little OG. Take all of my bay. Helter up for a trial for your fish and your barmy. Hit you at the end of the base. Roast red fruit, roast corn, roast yam. And the water with my net. And the very best surf from down in Portland. Boy, Irish people, talented people, beautiful country, paradise on earth.
Jamaica nice, Jamaica sweet. Big sound of play, dance in the street. Reggae dance all men to catch the bait. Fashion and style and we look so neat. Red stripe beer and apple and rum. And party girl word throughout the nation. And youth out of in the fun. Yo, in a Jamaica the fun can't done so. What you waiting for me, brethren? What you waiting for me, sister? Pack your bag and make your move. Jamaica is calling you and you and you. To Jamaica and celebrate 50 years of independence. One heart, one love. Come home to Jamaica and celebrate 50 years of independence.
Come home to enough nice road and check out the girls.
Come home to your roots and your culture and away your native dream plants.
Right now, Papa, I would like to thank our family, friends, fans and well-wishers for their unwavering support over the last 42 years. Thank you. Well, I say right now, all the people on the party, after 4 hours, to wish all of Jamaica happy 58th birthday. 2, 3, 4. Happy 58th birthday, Jamaica! And remember, if you always come to Jamaica, off nothing of cash. See me? One heart, one love. Come home to your roots and your culture and the way your neighbor drink plants. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for helping us with this piece of Jamaica's musical history.
Thank you. Yeah. 2012 of our Lord. And I wanted to jump into this one here, Cardinal. We have a little time, but I think it's big because I know we would have heard of the diplomatic feud between the United States and Jamaica. It seems as if Jamaica has refused to extend diplomatic privileges to same-sex spouse of an American diplomat, citing to Jamaica's culture and laws. Jamaica will be celebrating 61 years of its independence on August 6, 2023. Well, the United States has responded, refusing to extend the visas of Jamaican diplomats in Washington, and it's threatening Jamaica with sanctions. Well, there's a question. Is there any basis by which to conclude that Jamaica is wrong for not extending diplomatic privilege to the same-sex spouse? Yes, is the response from the United States appropriate? Okay, by what authority does the United States claim the right to punish a people for adhering to what they consider to be their culture and laws? Does Jamaica's independence come with the right of sovereignty, which is the entitlement to respect that is extended to all independent nations? It's loaded. I really rattle off those questions. But, Colonel, I know you usually have a commentary, but if your commentary can turn towards this, if you can address this, I know Dennis Hand is full as a Jamaican, too. I know he's concerned about it. And I, myself, as an adopted Jamaican, I'm kind of teased about the notion that America thinks it can wield a big stick over little Jamaica. And I would say, stay the course. This same-sex marriage ain't got no business there in the Jamaican culture. You know, Jamaicans are really, really, really adamant about the South African rebel war. And as much as they were down through, they still felt like you should have had no business going to South Africa. So I hope that the steady course and show America and the Caribbean would join in as well to show the force and show that we are united in what we're believing, and don't let this bully people from this bully pulpit come down and trample on your independence. Show us what independence means. Follow Cuba to show that you can stand up to the might. Fidel Castro did it, to the might of a bunch of presidents in the United States and all of America. Jamaica, we're with you. Colonel, I would like to hear your take on this one.
Yeah. My first understanding is that the first meeting about these diplomats who were coming to Jamaica, the diplomat who was involved in a same-sex marriage and the United States was expecting Jamaica to extend diplomatic privileges to a same-sex spouse. My understanding, that first meeting for that was held in secret, but somehow the cat got out of the bag. Now, I am not going to say too much about the leadership because I'm going to tell you straight up. Given Jamaica's leadership over the past years, I am surprised that this did not get through. But as it got revealed, and let me say it straight, I'm tempted to believe that the Jamaican leadership, even though they may disagree with the concept, they would have allowed it at the behest of the United States. They do that all the time. But the Jamaican public, the people who consider themselves an independent people, an independent Jamaica, and who consider that their culture and their laws do not accommodate the same-sex element of the LGBTQA something movement, the people have said no. So the leaders have no choice but to go along, or else it could have created a great deal of controversy in Jamaica from the people themselves. I'm suspicious as to why the leaders back off, and I don't think they backed off, the leaders themselves backed off because of their own free will. I believe that they backed off, one, because they got linked out of the band, and two, because they know that the force that would have come to bear if they had dared to authorize that arrangement from the Jamaican public. So I'm going to give credit to the Jamaican people for standing their position, for defending their sovereignty, for letting the big, powerful, bad United States of America with its big white supremacist sticks coming into the Caribbean and continuing to attempt to dictate our social destiny back here. Now, in 1962, I should say, and throughout the 1960s, Iva, you and I were in school, we were coming of age, and the Caribbean at that time was looking towards independence. And as they spoke of independence, they spoke about throwing off the yoke of colonialism. You won't have to bow to the queen anymore. We would know where our citizenship is. Because remember, at that time, we carried British passports, but we weren't British citizens.
Right.
And it appears that we weren't citizens of St. Kitts and Nevis either. So Britain had the authority to determine our citizenship. And we weren't citizens of Britain. We were what they called British subjects, citizens of nowhere. So the thing is that we were tuned in to our elders and our teachers telling us this means our sovereignty. This means our independence. This means that the people out of Cambridge, Oxford, and London would not be dictating our social destiny anymore. And that sounded good to us. So we thought that we had taken that next step. And that's we understood. But truthfully, we have come to manhood and are growing old. And still we see elements of these colonial powers dictating our destiny in politics, economics, religion, education, and all those areas of activity. So, even though we are independent, we are not a people who consider independent with what is called sovereignty. Sovereignty symbolizes your right and entitlement to respect as an independent nation. Now, here is the United States trying to show indignity to the sovereignty of Jamaican people by saying, well, if you don't do what we want you to do, if you don't allow us to dictate your social destiny, we're going to pull our big economic stick and impose sanctions. We're going to pull our big political stick and impose sanctions and impose economic sanctions to make it difficult for Jamaicans. And that is, and it's at this point where I question whether or not we fulfilled, as a Caribbean people, whether or not we fulfilled the objectives of independence. But nevertheless, I say kudos to the Jamaican people for rejecting this proposition. That's my
point. All right. I really appreciate that. And I know it's going on big. We have Lynn standing by, but just before that, you mentioned, yes, we were little kids, 6, 7, 8 years old back then when Jamaica attained their independence from Britain. And as a matter of fact, in 1962, this was the big song, Forever March. Let's get a piece of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Fab Five and Friends live in a musical tribute. 50 years of Jamaica's music since independence.
Forward March! Yeah, man, the Fab Five crew would like to wish all Jamaicans everywhere happy 50th independence. This is a musical journey. Year was 1962. Gather together, be brothers and sisters, we're independent.
Sunday is Jamaica's independence. I think we might just do something before the cricket show comes on at 6 o'clock in honor of Jamaican's independence, 61 years. There's something about them I just want to just... The stance that they're taking here, I don't know. I like people... Marcus would like that too. She likes when people stand up let's listen to bullies. That's why I like Fidel Castro. I hate dictatorship, man. I hate it. Anyway, Lynette, you're with us. We want to say a pleasant good morning to you over there in SKB, and by extension, think Nevis. It's cultural, I'm over in Nevis. But you always have a thing or two for us. But you two can report and make a comment or two on the Jamaican situation with the feud, the diplomatic feud with these United States, or the diplomatic section of America. So, good morning again.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, well, how are you doing?
Good morning,
you.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, it's me, Juan. That's all right. I'm fine. I'm doing really, really good. I'm doing excellent for my age, Cardinal. I'm doing great.
Very good. Very good. But let me get into it because I ain't got no water here. Let me ask a question. You normally travel in summer and stuff. What am you? They're holding you hostage down there or something? You're not going to go to the UK? You're not going to go to...
you want me to say like the Chinese?
Well,
yeah, yeah, everybody bawling and saying, hey, it's no money there.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'll be going on my vacation.
Oh.
When the time is right.
Okay. I was just trying to ask a question. But what do you have for us? I mean, before that, though, but tell us what you think about the Jamaican situation. It touched me a little bit. I know you have something to say. I'm sorry that Dennis is doing his grandparents' duty, grandfather's duty. Love to come in. But we're going to have some more, especially maybe up to next Sunday. I don't know if we have to organize something. If we can have something to celebrate Jamaica's independence. And the stance, it is not independent. The stance we're taking here. And a good time to do it might be a next. I really hope that out and tell this man and man business, Adam and Steve, man, Adam and Eve.
Why didn't get the Jamaicans to come on to talk about it?
But that's what I say, we'll do it on the Independence Day, but Dennis would normally come in, but
okay. He's
doing grandparents' duty with the kids at this time, and he tried to keep the broadcast standard intact. We have the interference. And I'm sure we'll have some Jamaicans to talk about it. You can line it up.
Yes. I'm sure you can find a few.
But the Jamaicans have made their statement already. What I'm
exactly,
curious about
because they're protesting.
What are we getting from the rest of the Caribbean? What are other Caribbean
people? We need to get them on here and get the other folks, them to come on here, maybe on the Independence Day, to show them what independence means. Jamaica is very close to Cuba, too. You know, this is across the way there. And if they're going to be trendsetters now after Cuba, we need to rally behind them, too, the rest of the Caribbean, too, to show America that we are united. I think we should. And Colonel, I know.
Okay, the people. I could ask the question. The people on the ground are rejecting it, are protesting against it. What of the leaders? Because it works up with them.
There are few in numbers. There's only a few elected members. The masses are speaking.
Them don't make all the law. Them don't make and break all the law.
They made the law ready to be independent. That has been made already. From 1962. So now is the time to show your colors what.
So what is the government stance on it? The people are uprising.
They rejected it.
What is the government stand?
No.
Anybody heard anything from the government?
Yes, the government decided not going to give them the privilege with the same sex spouse. They made that thing. They didn't
Oh,
give them
they already said it? I didn't hear anything from the government.
It.
That's what I was asking.
Yes, they're very...
Okay,
Colonel,
great. Well, if the government
decides,
if the government going with the people, then it's a closed case as far as I'm concerned.
And the people going with the government, but you never know when people come back home because America decide they're going to put some sanctions on them too, and they don't want to honor the diplomatic personnel and ties they have with Japan from the Washington end. So I say, we need to protest that too. They ain't going to put no big boy... rule over us now and say, well, if you don't do this, then we're going to do that and hold this big whip over your head. We have to call them up for what it is. And the Caribbean are to join in. Here's where Mayor Motley now have to just step up to the plate and get everybody involved. I got to see if they're going to stand.
Did you see what is happening to the CBI program as well? It's being regulated by the big boys.
England
they're actually putting in place some kind of things to have talks in it to say how it should go.
Well, America is
so
the biggest one.
So what you talking
America,
about?
Yeah. You know, America, that's what they do with their visas. America do it too. So they need to call out America too.
And they have now call out some countries that they will not give to, and Cuba is one of them that they will not sell passports to. That came out of the meeting. I saw the article, but I can't remember. But I don't. Russia was in Afghanistan.
I've seen a lot of Cubans rushing to think it. I've seen a lot of Thinkers Navy people rushing to Cuba. Back in our day, kind of will tell you.
Well, they will not be able to buy our passports anymore.
That's fine too, but we are the ones, we need Cuba more than Cuba needs us. I can tell you that right now. Because a lot of medical doctors graduated right out of Cuba, even our very own Prime Minister, Dr.
Right, and even though we have such a good relationship with Cuba, they cannot sell Cubans our passport anymore.
Yeah, but that's okay. How many people in Cuba are going to buy things? We don't have too many rich people down there.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter how many people to take.
That's not true, Ivor. Quite a bit.
Here, you don't tell me, and then you want me to come in September September 19th and say I'm celebrating the independence of St. Kitts Nevis? Not me.
Yeah, but I understand that too.
I gotta look for that article and send it to you guys.
I'm agreeing with you
that America should not dictate your way of running your country. I'm agreeing with that. But what I'm saying here, I think that's a small drop in the bucket. Yeah, we got bigger fish to fry. I'm standing with Jamaica right now, and I think once Jamaica thinks,
no, I brought that up because to show you, I brought that up to show you what can happen. We can make all the noise you want. You could make do all you want, but at the end of it,
when you want something done, you don't go as an individual. When you go collectively and you realize all these people standing on the dotted line and going with one force, they would understand. Americans need places to go to, you know. I mean, I know there are a lot of states here, but they want to get outside of these United States too. So it's not only Caribbean. The Caribbean is going to have to hold on to the other places, the parishes and the place. Somehow they're going to have to say, we have to stand with the Caribbean. You cannot be bullied. We have look at Donald get indicted here and still saying, all when I lock up in jail, I'm going to steal one. I mean, come on. I mean, America should
not be leading. Okay, I sent the article to you guys. Cuba banned from St. Kitts Nevis. Cuba banned from St. Kitts Nevis CBI program amidst UK and EU visa waiver revocation threat. I just sent the whole article to you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So what I'm saying here is that, look, you established to me when I was a youngster that the idea of independence is the idea of self-determination, which means that the colonial power is no longer going to dictate my social destiny. Now I'm a grown and old man. I don't see that as happening. And as you talk about the unity of a people, Caribbean leaders of the recent of the current generation and not interested in the unification of Caribbean people. Each of them wants to be a big fish in a small pond. So how are we going to get, you know, this collectivity all of a sudden to challenge what is going on? You see, they're going to stay out there, for instance, and they're going to let Jamaica stand there on its own. Now, that to me does not make sense. And it shows a deficiency of human intelligence as far as our leaders are concerned. Now, if you look at the animal planet and you see a lion, a pride of lions attack a single buffalo, and the herd of buffalo is there, that pride of lion or that lion gone get his butt whipped by that herd of buffalo. They're going to have to stand down. That's not how we operate in the Caribbean. And that's why, and it's all failure to mobilize that community. That is the result why Leah is not serving us anymore. Okay? And instead, American Airlines is being subsidized to bring people into the Caribbean. That is why that lack of common sense. Let me use the word common sense. I believe more people can understand common sense better than intelligence. That lack of common sense is why we can't get to from one place in the Caribbean to another place in the Caribbean without going through Miami. Because we have a current generation of leaders who abandoned the objectives of the leadership of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. So, who you want me to, whose independence you want me to celebrate? Only one, Cuba, the only independent country in the Caribbean at this time. Look what Lynette stole us, what they did. Oh, they denied Cubans access to St. Kitts Nevis passport because the colonialist powers said that they have. That's not their decision. How could we be independent people with that kind of a leadership?
Okay. Well, we got another maybe 4 minutes or so on the show. We're ending July month. I think it was really, really fun. During the month of July, we run out of space, but we'll make some room for next year to get some more people on board. Well, Lynette, go ahead and you take that. We're marching on, so at least we get all march. But we're marching on. But I'm going to take this time out to say a very special good morning to Kathleen down there in the US Virgin Islands. She's going to make Barbara very happy. She bought a package which I have to collect for her. And she's already talking about it. And she has landed to retrieve it. So every day I'm getting, when are you going to collect it? When are you going to collect it? So, Kathleen, you're in good stead. You were before, and now it's even better yet. I don't think that one day had anything to do with it. I haven't heard anything about that. So he didn't get no praise. I ain't calling no name.
I got to tell you something, though. There is some speculation
as to whether you want a pig pen and a pig ball.
Well, they can't defend himself now.
Well, I did call his name, so... Oh, it's Cardinal?
Oh.
Okay, I can tell Cardinal.
I understand that
Cardinal name didn't call because he didn't use no socks. That's what I heard. He didn't use no socks.
He
wasn't cold, so there was no need for no socks this time. All them kind of things I heard. So, let me
There's some speculation that close tabs have to be kept on you because you may not collect the package as you told because you hear there's nothing in it for you.
Uh-oh.
So, that's what I heard.
Well,
you see
a flock of holes, you heard.
So I'm listening out to hear whether or not you're going to say you forget to stop to pick up the package. Because I'm here with this little bit of information to say you didn't forget.
And I was standing with you, you know, I was saying I standing with Brother Cardinal because they're trying to put you under the bus, so you didn't put no socks on the things them and all that kind of stuff. And now you're throwing me under the bus. Well. Whatever you saw.
So I put in my notice, right?
Cardinal, bravo. I know you can defend yourself big time.
Okay,
so that's okay.
There you go. No, the
first time
I'm going to take my chances with the boss. Okay. You really trying to throw me on that train. I'm going to take my chance to be the boss.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be ending this show here. I had a talk with Elimat there last night and a few folks. I don't know if you're going to be able to do it. They're saying, starting with Donna. Donna said, you didn't play Magazine in the Elimat segment last week. And I didn't hear that, and I heard somebody didn't say. Donna, what you say? You got to hear Magazine later? I don't know. That one didn't show up. That one, and somebody on here had to say when he didn't show up. But I ain't getting into that right now. Donna B, you still with us? We're getting ready to close out. We're going to meet tomorrow at 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock. Donna B? Did we mute Donna over here? Where is Donna? Is she muted? It seems like it. Oh. Finally dropped Donna somewhere along.
Oh, I didn't see her drop here.
Yeah, she got dropped there. Okay, let me get a little piece of something here to when I bring in thing. Okay, it's got a little bit. Flamingo, what you got to say?
With an old lady talking about our federation. She said we still have full land of beauty, but no longer land where peace are found. Cause we in a dilemma with our nation future, cause the young generation have no sense of right or wrong.
Dr. Julian, you see that Anthony Donna, but Donna is with us here now. Donna, there was somebody new here. Tell us, of course, where we're going to meet tomorrow. That's number one. So at 6 o'clock in the PM, and then you can come back and address and close us out as well.
Okay. Yes.
Donna B? Yes.
So I want to say that I listened to the program and enjoyed it thoroughly. Sorry, I missed Mertris and Leon, who weren't able, and Dennis, who weren't able to join us fully today. So join us tomorrow on the cricket show, 6 to 9. Thank you for listening in today. All right.
Okay, thank you for that. Lynette, you're tumbling and you're stumbling inside and outside. That's what came up on the wall. You remember, I can see the wall now. What do you have to say? Lynette, where are you?
Wait, let me get this. Let me get this coming in from Yvonne.
Yes.
She says Jamaica is being hypocritical because they let them get there to get married, to do the same as marriage in the resort. Maybe that's something we got to consider as part of this case. I'm not even aware of that. So there's a comment from you know, one of the favorite friends.
Oh, they got married in Jamaica?
No, not these two people, but people go to Jamaica to get married, same-sex marriages at the resorts in Jamaica.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have to look into that as well. So thank you, Yvonne. They'll give us some homework there to do. Okay. Biden and coaches out there, Colonel.
There's a lot of food for thought hanging out here. And there's still a lot of celebration to do. Let me say happy birthday once again to Rovan and to all of the celebrants of July, including the celebration on 7/21, in particular the celebration on 24/7. We're going to be saying goodbye to July, and we're going to be stepping into August for the next show. And we hope that we can bring you something as vibrant and exciting and as much to your wishes as you desire. But anyway, if we don't, I know that you would not hesitate to tell us. That's what our special friends are for. So until we see you next week, you have a great week. Looking forward to meet you next week on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. So long.
Okay, Lynette, are you with us? You can say your farewell for July as well. Lynette is still muted somewhere along the line there. She's muted herself. Still on the board. Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and, in the absence of Leon, who is a bit under the weather as well, there's prayers going up for him. Hopefully he'll be up and ready to go tomorrow at 6 o'clock show. Dennis, who's doing his grandfather's duty. He was not audible. He's listening up, and he asked for an excuse as well. I'm sure he would have loved to chime in on the saga between the diplomats between the United States and Jamaica, and it's something we'll continue. I can tell you that. I don't think it's going to end here. But tomorrow, nonetheless, I'm sure there's going to be a show one way or the other. The 6 o'clock. West Indies are playing cricket. Donna didn't give us the latest score. The listeners sometimes need to hear it here because we multitask here on the Saturday Morning Show. It's dubbed the most awesome show on a Saturday morning because we keep you informed, we keep you laughing. But for those who would have listened throughout the month of July, especially 7/1, Summer Thompson, your turn is coming up next month. I hope you're going to...
Yes, can I say start off next month the 4th, my daughter will be celebrating her 4th anniversary. And I get to celebrate it with her.
Or in person? Is she coming to sing it or you're going traveling to her?
I'm just going to leave it right there. She's celebrating her 4th anniversary on the 4th, and I get to celebrate it with her. That's it.
Man, I'm trying to make you a headline news, and you know you don't want to give the information.
No, we're not. No. Leave it right there.
I definitely need to be like, yeah, I don't have any water.
Well, yeah, I don't have to know where I'll be or where she will be.
Okay, enough said. We'll find out. The world is just a global village. It is small. It's in the palm of your hand, and that's where the world has gone to. Well, like you were saying, we're starting August next week, Saturday. So, I'm sure we're going to have something good for the birthday celebrants. They're going to have anniversaries in there. I can say without any water in the mouth that Irma, you're going to be ruling the roost. Lynette just said her daughter having a birthday in August. I didn't even remember that one.
No, anniversary. Anniversary.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't remember it. Okay, good, good. Anniversary.
It's fourth anniversary. And the seventh would be my anniversary, too.
Okay. But tell me you want a granddaughter. So make sure when you go and you be with her, I don't know if you have to demonstrate, if you have to show them on, well, what person can show. So let me just go to that.
You like to get into business now.
It's the most awesome.
Lord have mercy.
You have to entertain. So that's what little Johnny told the teacher, if you want me to demonstrate, when they were talking about something in the class. Kind of send that to me. Little John, he said, you want me to demonstrate a new? Okay. Yeah, we're getting out of here for the last time in July, and I think we're going to go out with a bang. So, for the folks who would have joined us, if you're coming in, next, bring along someone with you. That's all we ask. Panel would have made known that the U.S. Virgin Islands are in second place in terms of followers behind these United States. So we have to get some Jamaicans on here. We have to get some Trinidadians on here. And Lynette, you have to pull up the set. Nevis, we were on top of the Virgin Islands for quite a while in terms of followers and listening, the listening audience. So now we have to pull along a few folks with us from St. Kitts and Nevis. So, August, here we come. We're going to say bye-bye to July, and we're going to say bye-bye to the show. It was indeed a pleasure bringing it to you. Yours truly, Ivo Henry, alongside Cardinal Mills. And we'll do it again next week, Saturday, same time, same place. That's 9 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. July. Billy Paul, he would have done justice to the month of July, July, July. And like he said, he never thought the day would come when he would be so sure of who I am and exactly where I'm going. I never thought the day would come when I'd be knowing truth like I'm knowing. Yep, these are some of the lyrics for Billy Paul in July, July, July. Well, folks, that's where we're going to be ending this episode, ending out the month of July. It was indeed a pleasure bringing this show to you. And we want to say thanks again to Sister Barbara in the beginning there with the prayers, with Miss Liam and Sister Kathleen, Dennis's voice today alongside Mercury. They all sing. Liam would have listened, Dennis would have listened, Mercury was on a way to therapy with Bobsey and the Scotty Nisbet. We heard from Lynette, we heard from Irma Thompson, Kathleen graced us with her presence as well. I want to say big up, she's behind the scenes. A lot of these tunes you're hearing here, Kathleen is the one that put them into the playlist. So we want to say big up to Kathleen as well. Some folks really don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but a lot of effort and work goes into producing the show. Cardinal very instrumental as well. In the background, even though he's on the frontier, does a lot of the work behind the scenes as well. So again, folks, we want to say a big thank you for spending July, my birth month. I really enjoy this one. And let's not forget, I am 69, so it simply means I'll be doing 69 for the rest of the year until next year, July 22nd, when I turn to the big 70. I'm moving ahead. Three scores and 10. Still got a lot to go. The 20 is allotted to every man. Just hope that I'll be in good health and good spirits in my right mind. So, July again. Even Fogs, July. Barbara, July. Annie V. Henry, July. Dark Brown Today, July. Reverend Brown, July. So many Julys. I need to just stop there before I run myself into trouble. Because Alfred Stubbs would say, why you didn't call my name? H.C. Lassie is going to say, why you didn't call my name? Andrea Ostrek is going to say, why didn't you call my name? You have so many people going to say, why didn't you call my name? So I just leave it there. Don't get in trouble. The Cardinal Mills always get in trouble when he calls name and leave out some of his special fans. Well, end of July. We are ending this show right about now. So until next week, folks, may the rest of the day be the best of your day.